Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Nitai Goranga Jayo, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga Jayo, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga Jayo, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Gaura Hari,
Nitai Goranga, Gaura Hari,
Gaura Hari, Jaya Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Jaya Gaura Hari, Nitai Goranga Jaya, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga Jaya, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga Jaya, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Gaura Hari, Jai Sachinandan, Gaura Hari, Jai Sachinandan, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Jaya Gaura Hari, Jai Gaur Premanande, Hari 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 Bhav. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swaminiti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvisesha Shunyavadi, Paschata Desha Tarine, Gurave Gaura Chandraya, Radhika Tadalyaye, Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya, Tada Bhaktaya Namo Namaha, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nanda Gopa Kumaraya, Govindaya Namo Namaha, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabho Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, शुभासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे You are all welcome at Sri Nitai Gauranga Temple ISKCON IRKUS for evening Hari Katha on Ekadashi Day.
Добро пожаловать в храм ИСККОН, храм Шри Нитай Гауранга. Сегодня у нас будет Hari Katha в этот день Экадаши.
So we are discussing Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter.
Мы обсуждаем 7 главу Bhagavad Gita.
And in 7th chapter we are discussing verse 22nd.
И в 7 главе мы обсуждаем 22 стих.
Yesterday we discussed about the 7th and 8th chapter is a more confidential knowledge.
Вчера мы обсуждали, что в этой главе обсуждается наиболее сокровенное знание.
Means this knowledge is not of the soul and body, but this is the knowledge of the relation of the soul with Sri Krishna.
Это означает, что это знание не о душе и теле, а о отношениях души и Кришны.
And this knowledge is rare. It's not that everybody can be eager to accept it.
И это знание, оно самое величайшее, его не так-то просто постичь и получить.
So in the section which we are discussing, there are certain group of people, they never accept this knowledge of relationship with God. And then there are the people, they accept the Supreme Lord and want to know about His knowledge and they are eager to understand Him. And among them the Jnanis are better, that is the verse 19. Jnani is better out of all those who are approaching Supreme Lord. Now there is a third group. They are not directly approaching the Lord. But they are approaching the appointed officers of the Supreme Lord for material benefit. And they are described in these verses, they have meager or less Mailanki intelligence. So they are not very intelligent. And after that there is a section, there are people, they don't accept the personality of the Godhead. They consider Him impersonal, they are called abuddhya, means without intelligence. So now the section we are discussing is those who are not accepting the Supreme Lord, but accepting His appointed minister or officer for some material benefit. And Vedic terminology, these appointed officers are called demigods. And this demigod worship is in chapter 7 and also in chapter 9. 7 and 9. At one place this worship is called of the people who have less intelligence. And at other place it is called indirect worship. Avidhi purvakam means it's not according to the rules and regulation of etiquette. It's not according to the rules and regulation of etiquette. A vidhi purva. Vidhi means rule and regulation. Now, Krishna is so magnanimous, he is so broad-minded, he said, okay, they are not coming to me, all right, they are going to my ministers, but my minister don't know that they are, they want to worship them. So I give them the faith by which they worship my appointed demigods. Because I am living in their heart as a super soul, so I give them faith. And with that faith they worship that particular demigod for some material benefit. But and then how the demigod will give the benediction? Now Krishna, today he is saying, I also inspire and by my sanction that my officer give you benediction. So this is the verse, let us read. Satya Shardhaya Yuktas Tasya Aradhanam Iyate Labhate Chatatah Kaman Mayeva Vihatan Ahitan Sataya Shardhaya Yuktas Tasya Aradhanam Iyate Labhate Chatatah Kaman Mayeva Vihatan Hitan. So, sa means that worshipper. Taya shardha yuktas, whatever faith I give, endowed with that faith. Tasya aradhanam iyate, and he worship that particular demigod. Labhate cha tata kaman, he get his desires fulfilled. Mayev vihatanitan, but I arrange all that. It means I inspire the appointed minister demigod to give the benediction to worshipper. Because I am also living as a super soul in the heart of a demigod. So in this way they will develop a faith in demigod. And gradually one day the demigod will direct them to worship me and they will come to know me. Either the demigod or the brahman or priest who is officiating the puja, they will tell them about my superior authority. Now the translation.
Read.
So this is a very simple translation we have discussed in word. Now Srila Prabhupada's commentary, the line is very important. The demigod cannot award anything without the permission of Supreme Lord. That is all right, but the next line is very important.
Это хорошо, но следующие строчки очень интересные.
The living entities may forget that everything belongs to Supreme Lord.
Человек может забыть, что все является собственностью Верховного Господа.
But the demigods do not forget.
Но полубоги всегда помнят об этом.
Because they are appointed responsible officers, so how can they think that everything is not belonging to God and there it is belonging to us? They cannot say this.
Так как они назначены верховной личностью Бога на эти посты, то они не могут забыть о том, что все принадлежит им.
Therefore, whatever the result the worshipper get, it is not given by demigod, actually it is given by Supreme Lord.
Поэтому какие бы блага не получал человек от своего поклонения полубогам, на самом деле это дает не полубог, а верховная личность Бога.
So he arranged that.
Он устраивает все это.
But those people who have no much intelligence, they cannot understand this. But the pure devotee, when in need of something, prays only to the Supreme Lord. In other words, if we are in need, why not to go to the Supreme Lord? Why to go to the demigod? Pure devotee never ask anything from Supreme Lord. Pure devotee has no desire separate from Lord. He will not ask anything for material enjoyment. But at all, if he wants something to ask, it is better to ask from Supreme Lord rather than going to the demigods. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, asking for material thing is not a sign of a pure devotee. Is there? Read purport. Asking for material benefit, however, is not a sign of pure devotee. A living entity goes to the demigod usually. No, this is what I. You have. The less intelligent living entity does not know this, and therefore he foolishly got no before this. To worship the demigod and achievement of desired results, and you do not. Okay, okay.
I just can
say the less intelligent living entity does not know this, and therefore he foolishly goes to the demigod for some benefit. But the pure devotee, when he needs something praised only to the Supreme Lord. Asking for some material benefit is not a sign of pure devotee. Then why the people go to the demigod for desire? Because he is made to fulfill his lust. And this happens when something undue is desired by the living entity. When it is something undue is desired by a living entity. It is there in the translate, just you read. Lord will not sanction that desire. So Srila Prabhupada is quoting Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the verse is like this. Amrit chadi vish mange. E bado murak. This conditioned soul, he is not asking for nectar, he is asking for poison. He is fool number one. Vishya actually means poison. The another meaning of Vishya is sense enjoyment. So he is full. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, aham vigya, I am wise man, I am not full. Wise man, I am wise man, I am not full, I am intelligent. How can I give him poison? I give him nectar. So what Srila Prabhupada wants to tell is, why they go to the demigod? Because demigod are not concerned what will happen with this benefit. But the Lord will not satisfy such undue desires. Undue, useless desires. Why Lord should satisfy such desires? I am giving you example. Now it is Siberia, December, very cold. And 5 year old baby have 100 rubli in his pocket. He go to the shopkeeper and ask for ice cream. The shopkeeper will give ice cream or not? And he has a cough also. And there is a running nose. Because the shopkeeper will ice cream, give ice cream or not? He will take money and give ice cream. Baby may become more sick. Shopkeeper is not concerned. But the baby asks the father, I want ice cream. Father will say, no. Now you take medicine. Not ice cream for you. But when it is May, June, when it is summer, father will give a box of ice cream. So Krishna is father. When we ask something which is not for our benefit, he will not sanction. And we think, oh, he is not sanctioning, so let us go to the demigod. Oh, they will give. But we will suffer. Even demigod themselves suffer sometime. This is an example of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Virkasur. He was worshipping Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva was satisfied. He said, what do you want? He said, give me power, anybody's head I touch and he should die. Oh, his head break in 100 pieces. Shiva says, tathastu, all right. And Virkasur looked at a Parvati next to the Shiva. Oh, so beautiful lady. Oh, I should touch his head, he will die, then I will enjoy this lady. This is lusty desire. Now he is running after Shiva to touch his head. And Lord Shiva is running. Now Lord Vishnu came, hey, what happened to you, Vaishnava Shiva? Oh, this Virkasura is coming. Don't worry, just you, just stay here peacefully. So now Lord Vishnu as a Brahman boy came in front of the Virkasura. Oh, great Virkasura, why are you running? Why are you so breathless? What is the problem? Lord Shiva gave me benediction. He said, you still believe in benediction of Shiva? You don't know, and Daksha has cursed him, he has no power now. Daksha has cursed him, he has no power. Oh, what benediction I gave you? Oh, he said, anybody's head I touch, head will crack in pieces. said impossible. Narada Vishnu says impossible. He was a Brahmin boy. If you want to prove, touch your own head, nothing will happen. Oh, this fool number one touched his own head and he broke his head and he died. And Lord Shiva was looking from behind. Lord Shiva was looking, what is happening? Oh, then he said, all right, now I'm saved. And Lord Vishnu said, why you are giving such type of benediction, then you have to run. So demigods give benediction, but they cannot save you. We know Maharaj Parikshit was cursed to be beaten by a Takshak serpent. Anyway, this was the pastime for the appearance of Srimad Bhagavatam. But the son of Maharaj Parikshit, Janmajaya, he called the Srinath ji Pandit for Yajna. he called some big Pandit ji for Yajna. He said, all the snakes should come and burn in this Yajna. All the snakes were coming. Say, why this, where is this Takshak? Why he is not coming? Where is the that one Takshak? By name Takshak, which has beaten the Maharaj Parikshit. Taskand nahi Takshak. Takashaka. Oh, see, Indra has given him shelter. He is surrounding the throne of Indra. Janmajaya said, call Takshak along with Indra and let them burn in this yajna. Takshak Indra Avahi Yami, come here. Oh, Pujari was the Pandit was very powerful. Indra with his seat and Takshak all are coming towards yajna. Indra saw fire, he said, I don't want to burn. So Indra ran away. Yeah, Indra, why should Indra? I burn. So demigods, when they are in trouble, they will leave you wherever you are. Now, somehow Takshak has maternal grandson as a saint. He stopped the yajna by that time and he was saved. He has some relative who came in the yajna and asked them to stop the yajna, therefore yajna was stopped and Takshak was saved. But Indra left Takshak. So demigods, when they are in trouble, they don't protect you. Yeah. So why not to go to the person who always protects us? So Srila Prabhupada is here writing that demigods, the people with an unjust desire go to the demigods because they know that Supreme Lord will not sanction this. Srila Prabhupada says, the devotional service to the Supreme Lord and worship of the demigod cannot be on the same platform. Because demigod worship is at material platform. The highest goal is heaven. That is also within the material world. But the devotional service is spiritual. Devotional service is under the jurisdiction of Haladini Shakti, internal potency, Radharani. Anybody, any living entity who wants to go back to him, back to Godhead, material desires are impediments. And therefore devotees are happy to worship Supreme Lord and they have no material desire, so why should they go to the demigod? Now next verse, we are just doing the next verse today also. Antavanto phalam tesham tadbhavatya alpamedhasa devan devayajo yante madbhakta yanti mamapi. Antavantu phalam tesham, whatever the benefit the demigod gave, they will be destroyed in due course of time. So antavant means perishable. Tad bhavati alpamedsam, because they have a less intelligence. And now the next point is where the worshipper of the demigod goes. Devan devyajo yanti, those who worship demigod will go to demigod. Mad bhakta yanti mamapi, and my devotee will come back to me. Now let us analyze one thing. Who gave the faith to the worshipper of the demigod? Super souls. Krishna. Who sanctioned the benediction by the demigod for the worshipper of the demigod? Supreme Lord. But still, the worship also goes to the Supreme Lord. Actually, the worship also goes to the Supreme Lord. When I worship demigod, still the worship goes to the demigod, to the Supreme Lord. But the worshipper go to the demigod. This is very interesting. How is that? Like you go to the railway station and buy a ticket, money goes to the government. Baksal. Money goes to the government. Or the company. But you will not go to the company, you will go to the station, whichever you like to go. Say you want to go to Moscow, you will go to Moscow, but money will not go to Moscow, money will go to the government. So when you worship demigod, you will go to the demigod, but the worship will go to the Supreme Lord. So now, Srila Prabhupada has a purport. Let us see the purport. Yeah, you read what I find out. Yeah, read. Now, read the translation, let them understand translation.
Так, в начале первого стиха. «Недалекие люди поклоняются полубогам, однако обретаемые ими плоды скудны и приходящим. Те, кто поклоняется полубогам, попадают на планеты полубогов, но те, кто предан мне, достигают моей высочайшей обители. Комментарий. Некоторые комментаторы Бхагавад-гиты утверждают, что, поклоняясь полубогам, можно достичь обители Верховного Господа. Однако в этом стихе ясно сказано, что те, кто почитает полубогов, отправляются на планеты этих полубогов. Поклонники Бога Солнца попадают на Солнце, поклонники Бога Луны – на Луну, а тот, кто поклоняется Индре, может попасть на планету Индре. Неверно думать, что, поклоняясь полубогам, можно достичь обители Верховной Личности Бога. Здесь Кришна опровергает это утверждение, говоря, что почитатели полубогов попадают на их планеты в материальном мире, тогда как преданные Верховного Господа достигают высочайшей обители, где обитает сам Господь. Нам могут возразить, что поскольку полубоги являются различными частями тела Верховного Господа, то те, кто поклоняется им, должны достичь той же цели, что и преданные Господа. Однако такое возражение лишь доказывает, что поклонники полубогов и в самом деле не слишком умны, ибо не знают, в какой части тела следует давать пищу. Некоторые из них настолько глупы, что заявляют, будто пищу можно принимать в любой части тела. Такую идею нельзя назвать здравой. Кто из нас может есть ушами или глазами? Эти люди не знают, что полубоги – части вселенского тела Господа, ибо невежество думает, что каждый полубог является независимым Богом, наравне с Верховным Господом. Не только полубоги, но и обыкновенные существа являются частями вселенского тела Верховного Господа. В Шримад Бхагаватам сказано, что брахманы – это голова Верховного Господа, кшатрии, его руки, вайши, живот, а шудры – ноги, и все они выполняют разные функции. Но кем бы ни был человек, если он знает, что и полубоги, и он сам является неотъемлемыми частицами Верховного Господа, он обладает совершенным знанием. Тот же, кто не понимает этого, отправляется на планеты полубогов, в отличие от преданных Господа, которые достигают иной высшей цели. Плоды поклонения полубогам приходящие, так как в материальном мире и сами полубоги, и их поклонники, и даже все планеты обречены на гибель. Вот почему в этом стихе ясно сказано, что полубогам поклоняются только недалекие люди. Но чистый преданный, обладающий сознанием Кришны, достигает совсем других результатов. Служа Верховному Господу, он обретает вечную жизнь, исполненную блаженство и знания. Верховный Господь безграничен, его милость и благосклонность тоже безграничны. Милости, которую Господь проливает на своих чистых преданных, нет предела.
Харе Кришна! So all this commentary, the one thing is, well, sometimes people say, you worship anybody still you will go, everybody will go to ultimately, all path leads to the one goal. Why? Because all the demigods are the parts of the limbs of the body of the universal form. Does that not mean that all demigods are God? So Srila Prabhupada gave the example that, well, there are the all part of body are the limbs of the body, but if you have to eat food, you have to put in a mouth. You cannot put in an ear and eye.
И Шрила Прабхупада приводит пример, что если вы хотите накормить свое тело, то есть разница между тем, класть еду в рот или, допустим, в ухо или в глаз.
So, though they are the part of the limbs of the body of the Supreme Lord, but they are not Supreme Lord.
Он продолжает, что да, полубоги – это часть тела Верховной Личности Бога, но они не являются самим Богом.
So, this is a universal form is also a material concept.
Вселенская форма, она материальна.
And that is also for neophyte.
И она предназначена для неофитов.
So the worship of anybody except God is by the people who are having a less intelligence. Anybody who worshipped except God, anybody else, he is of less intelligence.
Так что поклонение кому-либо, кроме Верховной Личности Бога, указывает на то, что у поклоняющегося достаточно интеллекта.
The last part of the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, not only demigods, even the Brahman, they are part of the coming from face, from the mouth of the Supreme Lord. Kshatriyas are coming from the limbs, so they are also part of the Virat Rupa of Supreme Lord.
И также в комментарии Шрила Прабхупада говорит, что не только полубоги являются частью тела, а Верховной Личности Бога, что у Брахмана это голова Верховного Господа, кшатрия и его руки, вайши, живот, а шудры, ноги, все они являются частью его Вират Рупы.
So, it is said, and it is also said in Vedas, Lord eats through the mouth of Brahman.
Также в Ведах сказано, что Господь ест
Like he eats through the yajna, he also eats through the mouth of a Brahman. So once there was a Maharaja of Jaipur, and he has a continuous yajna for a month. And every day in a yajna, there was a very condensed milk with saffron and almonds and cashew nuts and condensed every day was supposed to put in a yajna swaha. Brahmins, they were performing yajna, they were very good, but that nice fragrance of this condensed milk, they were feeling. One day they thought, let us taste this. But it was very tasty. They only just gave one cup to the Agnidev Swaha and rest all they ate. And in the night, the king got a dream. Today I am satisfied by yajna, Supreme Lord said Vishnu. So next day Maharaj came and asked to the Panditji, how you performed yajna yesterday? Our Brahmins were fearful that instead of putting the bhog in the yajna, they have eaten it.
They
said, king may have all the information from his people. If we say tell something right, then lie, then he will kill me. So they're afraid. They said, my dear king, please forgive us. We are telling you, we'll give you double that amount, half for the yajna and half for Panditji. Yeah, because Vishnu is pleased when Pandit took prasad. Yeah, somebody said, give me blessing. Oh, blessing will come when you give the nice prasad to the Supreme Lord and his devotees. They will bless. What is the problem? Now we will, today is Ekadashi, we will just, instead of singing, we will read one bhajan. This is the bhajan on Ekadashi day we should relish. Shuddha bhakata charana renu bhajana anakula. Shuddha bhakata, pure devotee.
Shuddha bhakata, chisti premi.
Charana renu, dust of the lotus feet.
Charana renu, pulis lotus stop.
Bhajana anakula is favorable for devotional service.
Bhajana anakula,
what is the meaning of the pure devotee's dust of the lotus feet? The meaning is following behind the pure devotees. Following their instruction. That will help us in favorably in our devotional service. You know, somebody is walking, you go behind, then the dust from his feet will automatically fall on you. So, we have next line, bhakata seva Paramasiddhi Premalatikara Mula. Bhakata Seva, by rendering service to the devotees. Paramasiddhi, it is the supreme perfection. Premalatikara Mula, the root of the creeper of devotional service of love of God. Prem means love. Lata means creeper. Mool means the root. When the grasta, when the household devotees from Kulin Gram approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are grastas, we have so many responsibilities, what is easy for us to achieve the devotional service? They ask this question. Kulin Gram.
Как-то раз Грихаска из Кулинграма, он спросил Чайтанью Махапрабху, мы Грихаски, мы погрязли во всех этих семейных делах, каким образом мы можем достичь совершенства?
Махапрабху said, Krishna Kirtana Vaishnava Sevana Sigarpai Krishna Charan by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra and by serving devotees, you will easily get the lotus feet of Krishna.
И Чайтанья Махапрабху произнес вот этот стих, он сказал, что посредством
So bhakata seva means service to the devotees. So what is the service to the devotees? Service to the devotees is Krishna katha. Because devotees always speak Krishna katha. If we hear Krishna katha, that is the service to the devotee. If we hear Krishna Katha, that is the service. Like Bhagavat Sevaya. Bhagavat Sevaya means service to the Bhagavat. It's not that you go and just massage the book Bhagavat. It means you study Bhagavat. Hear Bhagavat. Similarly, service to the devotee means hearing from devotees Krishna Katha. Bodhayanta parasparam kathyantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. My devotees, they always either speak or hear Krishna Katha and they are always blissful.
Krishna Bhagavad Gita говорит, что мои преданные, они всегда заняты тем, что обсуждают мои игры, мои качества, и они из этого ощущают очень большое блаженство и удовольствие.
Bhakti Latikara, Prem Latikara Bija, Prem Latika, this is the root of the creeper of the love of devotion, love of Sri Krishna. And what we put usually in the root for the creeper to grow? Water. And what is the water for the devotional creeper? Sharvana Kirtana Jale Sinchana Kore. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. By hearing and by chanting, we put a water in the root of the creeper of devotional service. So Bhakata Seva means hearing and chanting. That is the favorable water for the root of the creeper of the devotional service. So, what we will get in devotee association, other favorable things for the devotional service? Madhavatithi bhakati janani jatana kari palan karo. Madhavatithi means ekadashi. Bhakati janani, it gives birth to the devotional service. Like Sachi Mata is a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's janani. Janani means mother. Janani means mother. Janani means one who gives birth.
тогда идут рождения.
Like Yashoda is a Krishna Janani.
Как допустим, Yashoda это Krishna Janani.
Sachi Mata is a Gaura Janani.
Sachi Mata это Gaura Janani.
Similarly, Bhakti Janani is Ekadashi.
Аналогичным образом, Bhakti Janani это Ekadashi.
If we follow Ekadashi, then Bhakti takes birth.
А если мы следуем Ekadashi, то родится Bhakti.
Jatanakari Palan Karo. Very carefully you observe the Ekadashi.
Jatanakari Palan Karo означает, что очень аккуратно и осторожно нужно соблюдать Ekadashi.
Krishna Basati, Basati Boli. Param adar kari. Krishna basati basati boli. Wherever Krishna has his pastime where he was sitting, all those places we should have a high respect for that.
В каких бы местах Кришна не проводил свои игры, мы должны их почитать.
Krishna's pastime the Krishna's pastime be my places of worship and bless me. It means this line means the Krishna's pastime bless me and they are worshipable for me.
Эти строчки означают, что места игры Кришны, они благоприятны для меня, я должен поклоняться.
So what is the place for Krishna's pastime? Vrindavan.
И какое же это место Vrindavan?
Mathura, Dwarka.
Mathura, Dwarka.
So when we go to the holy places, it is very favorable and is worshipable for us.
Если мы посещаем эти места, то это очень благоприятно для нас.
Now what is more easily available to us?
А что более доступно для нас?
Гора Амара, Джесаба Истане, Корило Брамана, Ранге. Гора Амара means, this is called relationship. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Krishna, very respectful. But Гора Амара, Гора is mine. Гора Амара. Амара means my. Горанга Амара my is mine.
Гора Амара означает, что Гора мой, он мой.
Yeah, this is love.
Это любовь.
Гора Амара. My words has disappeared. Гора Амара. Же саб стане кариле бармана. Же саб стане кариле бармана. Wherever Махапрабху has traveled.
Где бы не путешествовал Господь Чайтанья Махапрабху.
Wherever he has traveled.
Где бы он не путешествовал.
Ранге means in ecstasy.
Он всегда пребывает в экстазе.
Ранге means in a love of God.
Означает, что он постоянно находится в любви к Богу.
Like in a mood of Radha Rani, wherever Chaitanya Махапрабху has moved around and chanted holy name, all those places.
Означает, что он постоянно находился в настроении Шримати Радхарани, в настроении любви к Богу, и в таком настроении постоянно воспевал, где Бог
Се сабстане херибуами пранай бхакта санге. All those places I will go and visit in association of dear devotees.
И далее говорится, что все эти места я их посещу, и получу там общение с возвышенными преданными, которые там находятся.
Pranay Bhakta Sangha is very important.
Pranay Bhakta Sangha, то есть общение с преданными, оно очень важно.
Going to the Vrindavan or Mayapur is all right.
Посещать Vrindavan or Mayapur, это нормально.
We can only see the Mayapur and Vrindavan when we are in the association of Pranay Bhakta Sangha. Pranay Bhakta Sangha, what is Pranay?
Но действительно увидеть Vrindavan or Mayapur мы можем только через общение с Pranay Bhakta. Что такое Pranay?
Pranay is the highest limit of love. Of love of God.
Pranay означает высочайшая степень любви к Богу.
He said, Radhaya Krishnera Pranaya Vikara. When Krishna developed that level of love where Radharani manifests from his body, that is the love called Pranaya.
Pranaya – это степень любви, которую, когда Кришна достигает ее, то в этот момент Шримати Радхарани выходит из его тела.
Prema, then Sneha, then Mana, then Pranaya. It's the fourth stage of love.
Prema, Sneha, Mana, и зачем Pranaya?
So, in Bhagavatam Gopi Gita, so in There are five songs of gopis in Bhagavatam. Gopis have sung five songs in gopis in Bhagavatam. One, two, three, four, five. Songs means gopi geet, like Bhagavad Gita, geet. Geet song, songs means... The first one is called Venu Geet. They are glorifying the flute of Krishna. Second is called Pranaya Geet. Name of that song is Pranaya Geet. It means intense love. They were singing out of intense love for Krishna. Pranay Bhakta Sanghe means those devotees who are rasika, who are in a deep love to the Gaur Bhumi and Braj Bhumi.
Pranay Bhakta означает это расика бхакти, которые имеют очень сильную любовь Гаура.
Yeah, Braj Bhumi and Gaur Bhumi means Mayapur Dham and Vrindavan Dham. So third song in Bhagavatam, just to complete the list, the third song is called Gopi Geet. And fifth song is called Bhramar Geet. And fifth song is called Yugal Geet. Yugala Gita. So these are the five songs of the gopis in Bhagavatam. That is the actually love of the gopi expressed in Srimad Bhagavatam. So whenever we go to the holy dham, we should go with the devotees who have a great love for Mayapur and Vrindavan Dham. Oh, we may not be able to go every day, every time, every year. What other things are easy for us to advance in devotional service? Now, it is easily available for everybody. Mridanga badya sunite mana apsara sadayache. If there is a playing of mridanga and kirtan, bas, I want to go there and I want to be in ecstasy of chanting holy name. Because where there is a mridanga, mridanga is like a flute of Krishna. So wherever there is a mridanga, it attracts the devotees. And they chant and dance. And my mind is looking for such opportunities, Bhaktivinoda Thakur say. Gaura bihita kirtana suni ananda hirdaye nache. Mridanga is okay, but the kirtan should be according to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Means that there are different tunes of the kirtan. Mangal Arati kirtan is different, evening Arati kirtan is different. So it should be according to the prescribed flavor which was liked by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Wherever there is a kirtan, mridanga, kartal and kirtan, Krishna appears there in that holy name. And all the great devotees also appear. Once Srila Prabhupada was in England, town hall, Madhur Yamuna was leading kirtan. Wonderful kirtan, everybody was in ecstasy and dancing. In the middle, Srila Prabhupada started chanting some new words.
И прямо среди этого текста нашего Прабхупада